Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You know, we keep talking about Lamar Jackson's contract because everybody's talking about it. You and I even suggested that they should lock up Adley Rushman and Gunnar Henderson. Ben and Wooster said that maybe they should sign Adley Santander. We both agreed with him. Those guys are doing great. But I don't think any of them winning any kind of awards this year. I don't think they're in contention for any, do you?
For like Rookie of the Year or something?
Anything, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I mean, Gunnar will be in the conversation, but I think the kid Rodriguez out there in Seattle's got that locked up.
Yeah.
Hopefully Gunnar won't have, I said Adley, I hope. Gunnar won't have enough at-bats for it. Adley Santander's had a great year, but you know maybe he gets Oreo MVP, but he won't get American League MVP.
No, I think he is the Oreo MVP, though.
There's one person who was up for a league-wide award that we hadn't spoken about. That's manager Brandon Hyde.
Mm, yeah.
He's up for manager of the year. He should be.
Should be.
So when do they extend him? Has he not proven that he can manage successfully on this level? We do know his contract goes beyond this year. We don't know the exact details of that contract. But when are they going to show Brandon Hyde some love and give him another 2 or 3 years on his contract?
Yeah, I mean, it would really suck if you're the guy that steers the ship, gets them back, you know, to where they are, and now someone else gets to, you know, enjoy the playoff runs and things like that. It's just, I felt bad for Buck when he went through all those, and I hope it doesn't happen to Brandon.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I mean, you gotta sign Brandon Hyde. In my opinion, he has done exactly what you've asked him to do, and then some. I'm hoping his birthday is filled with a team that's playing for the final playoff spot. His birthday is the 3rd of October. And I'm hoping that he's playing meaningful games, relevant games, on his birthday, Ed, because that's the last series of the season.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Like, I hope he does. I think he really deserves it. I think he seems like he's just a good guy. I hope he stays, and I hope they offer it to him, honestly.
You look at what he's done. If they win 82 games this year, and I'm hoping they do, at least 82, that's 30 games better than they won last year. When you lose as many games as he's lost early in his managerial career, at some point players stop believing in you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
then the problem is when you have that kind of record, no matter what the situation is, people look at your one loss record and say, you know, that guy sucked. You know, he wasn't very successful. They're realizing they had 4A players for most of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fair.
So when I look at him now, his success now, I think, man, what are you doing to still have the confidence and the faith of the clubhouse?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Because at some point, people are going to stop listening to you. But they haven't. And You listen to those guys talk about him. They love Brandon Hyde. I see him walk through the clubhouse more than I've seen. I mean, he's walking en route to do something else. But as he's walking through, he doesn't have his head down. He's not speed walking. He's playing president. He's, you know, greeting everybody along the way. The player always has something to say to a player.
Yeah.
You know, they look at him, they smile, they fist bump him. It's always positive energy. When he comes in the clubhouse, it's never, shh, he comes. It's always, seriously, I mean, You know how some guys come through and it's like, you know, they're the authoritative figure. You're like, I don't want to be around them. But with Hyde, that's not the case. It's always positive energy when he's around those players.
Yeah. It seems like it, and it's incredibly important.
You know, sometimes when he speaks about his current ball players, you know, he speaks well, he almost has tears in his eyes. When he talks about Robinson, Chirinos, and those guys like that. Loves those guys. And they love him back. So I think it's high, I think it's time, if they haven't done it already, to start talking about a contract extension for Orioles manager Brandon Hyde. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. What Orioles prospect will have the most impact in the major leagues next year? And you guys have a wonderful day.
Antonio.
Yes.
When you say farm minor league players, are those, could those be players that made their debut this year and gone back? Or you want a player that hasn't made his debut?
Both.
Okay. A player that's made his debut and gone back, I'm going to say, and now it's back again, I'm going to say D.L. Hall is a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. I may think Grayson Rodriguez.
Okay.
You know, he's got to come up next year.
That was my player who hasn't made a debut.
Yeah.
See, I had two categories. One that's made his debut and has gone back and forth, and one that hasn't. Grayson Rodriguez would have been my other, a guy who hasn't made his debut at all. So those would be my two. Honorable mention, Jordan Westberg.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about him, actually.
Yeah. A lot of people forgot about him. That's the thing. So crowded that you forgot about a lot of people. Outfielders you forgot about. Love that. Yeah. Guys that have, you know, have been not been able to stay, go back and forth. I go D.L. Hall. Guys who haven't been here at all. Grayson Rodriguez. Two pitchers. Hopefully impacted the Orioles rotation. Even though, Ed, I think when it's all said and done, D.L. Hall is coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's going to be his role.
When it's all said and done. I mean, initially, he'll start off as that. But I think when it's all said and done, he'll be a guy contributing to your bullpen. The Reverend sounds off at 9:30, but on the other side, Ed, what is the biggest weakness on the Ravens' defense?
Pass rush.
Do they have an inside, any help in-house? Or is that something that I guess outside? I want you to answer on the other side, right here on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up on 9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Something that you and I talked about a lot, Ed, with Lamar Jackson, this team can put up a ton of points. They've scored more points than I can remember them scoring in any other era in Ravens history.
It's one of the best offenses you'll ever see, honestly. I mean, greatest show on turf, I guess, is up there. You know, but, I mean, this is right now. What they're doing, the points, the yards, it's really impressive.
Now, I mean, it's normally the greatest show on turf had a good defense, but did they have a great defense?
They were pretty good.
They were?
Yeah. I'm thinking when they scored over 500 points, the defense only gave up over 200. Okay. So they were pretty good.
So just blowing people out.
Yeah, they really were, yeah.
Ravens aren't going to do that. I mean, they may score 500 points,
yeah,
but they're not. They're not giving up 200.
They're going to be like the Chargers with the hit fouts.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. You just thought, you know, you gotta score 38 in order to win by field goal.
Yeah, that wasn't good enough recently.
So with that being said, is there someone in-house right now that you think can help out the team's biggest deficiency on defense, the pass rush?
In-house. Boy. I guess Ojabo, if he was healthy. He's the only person I can think of. As far as healthy players, I don't know. JPP, maybe the addition to him, put some pressure up the middle. I don't know.
Ojabo, yes. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be healthy, and he's not going to be healthy this year. Even if he comes back this year, he's not going to be Ojabo. He's going to be Ojabo coming back, trying to get healthy. And I'm worried about this season because I don't think there's anybody here that could help him.
Yeah, I don't see it either. It's not, we don't have that guy, you know. We don't have, I mean, like, you know, and you get these guys are good, like Von Miller. He's been great everywhere he goes. Was his third team now?
Yep.
He's still good. I mean, the guy's headed for the Hall of Fame. We don't have that guy.
It kind of, we have it since what? Suggs.
Since Suggs, yeah.
It kind of makes you think. We keep saying Lamar, what Lamar has to do in order to demand the contract that he wants. If they get to the playoffs, that's exactly what he's going to have to do if this defense continues this way. Because he's going to have to put a crap load of points on
every week.
Every week.
Every week. Yep. By the way, the Ravens are leading in points per game with 33.
Averaging. 33 points a game.
Yeah, scored 99 in three games.
Yeah. Average of 33 points a game. We saw the beginning of this the MVP season in 2019, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, they just start putting points after points. We were like, we were coming here like, what team is this?
Yeah.
You know, because my thing was always, I love ending the game in a victory formation.
Yes. And these other teams you'd expect in the top five, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Eagles. You know there's number two behind the Ravens?
Ooh.
The Lions.
Really?
31.7 points a game. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, the Ravens, remember they lost back in 2019, they lost to the Browns in overtime to go. At home to go 2-2. They beat the Steelers with 26 points in overtime. Then the next week they beat the Bengals 23-17.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden they went on a road to Seattle. They acquired Marcus Peters, and they beat the Seahawks 30-16. The next week they put up 37. The next week they put up 49, 41. 45. And all of a sudden, this offense just became deadly.
Yeah.
And then they struggled, put up 20 against San Fran and 24 against Buffalo, but then they finished out the year scoring 42, 31, and 28. So this offense under Lamar Jackson has already shown the ability to be explosive and score a lot of points.
Yeah, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, you know, you can see they look explosive for sure, but they're scoring more points than anybody else right now. So it's pretty cool.
Man, this could be fun. If the defense could do anything,
mm-hmm.
just get a couple of three and outs when it matters. Or just bend but don't break. I remember the Cowboys defense right around the end of the back end of the dynasty,
mm-hmm.
when they had that bend but don't break defense. Woodson was the safety, and they were pretty good. They just weren't explosive. They weren't playmaking anymore. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The safeties that we talked about being impactful on this defense, have you gotten out of them what you expected to get out of them?
I think from Williams, yes. I've gotten out of him, yeah. I think Kyle Hamilton is still developing. You know, he had a good game last game, better game than the game before, and that's what you want to see. He's actually developing. Harbaugh talked about that, saying he's played better this week than last week, and that's what you want. So I'm still confident they're going to be good.
Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Williams. Kyle Hamilton made a play. The strip.
Yeah.
Other than that, he was man to me.
He didn't have that many snaps. He only had like 16 snaps.
Because he was man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why. I mean, if a guy's tearing it up, he's not playing 16 snaps.
Mm-mm.
If he's tearing it up, I mean, if his snap count tells you how productive he was, because they're not playing a guy who's super productive 16 snaps.
No.
So that tells you where he was. I hope he grows into the position. I do. But I'm already doubtful because I was doubtful from day one. But I do. I hope he plays into it, Ed.
We all do. Of course we do. We want to see him develop, become what he's, you know, that's a high first-round draft pick.
Is Mike McDonald going to have to, and I hate to use this phrase because we got rid of the last DC for using this phrase. Is Mike McDonald going to have to dial something up? Yeah, is he going to dial it up?
You're going to have to. You got to create some pressure. You've got to get some pressure on the court. Anybody can pick you apart. I'm very concerned about this week's game. It's like, not knocking Tua, but you give Josh Allen that kind of time, you're in a lot of trouble.
And Josh Allen can run, too.
He can run.
So if you turn your back on him. See, I look forward to the 16th.
Why?
That's when they go to New York to play the Giants. They have 7 sacks that game. They can't protect Daniel Jones at all. They should have multiple sacks next week against the Bengals. That's messed up. You guys can't protect me. Yeah, we can. We just don't want to. That's messed up, man.
I know.
You know you said that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's the answer?
No. I don't think they think he's the answer.
Well, they would have given him his fifth-year option.
Yeah.
See, I always thought maybe they didn't give it to him as an incentive. Okay, we're not going to give this to you. Go out and get it. Go out and earn it. But then I watch him again, and I think, no, they didn't give it to him because they didn't give it to him.
No. Yeah.
I'm overthinking it. 410-583-1057. That's the number. But it was Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Bengals Dolphins is the game that I'm so interested in seeing tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football. I can't wait for this game for some reason.
I am too, because I want to see Miami. You know, I've been on their bandwagon the last couple of years. I think they finally hit their stride. They're fun to watch. So I just want to see how this fares. They're in Cincinnati. We shall see. But I think it's going to be a great game.
I hate Cincinnati.
I always have.
I didn't. This crew here, I hate them.
Mm.
And I hated them before they went to the Super Bowl. I'm not a fan at all.
I liked them when they had Boomer. That's how far back it goes.
I started hating them last year. Maybe when they came here and wiped the M&T Bank Stadium field up with us. Maybe that caused me to hate them. If so, I'm willing to say it. But that's what I did.
If he could put like 500 yards passing on us last year, what's going to happen this year? It's not looking very hopeful.
Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Rob Long. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
I'm really concerned about Leslie Frazier's defense, man. It's not the offense that I'm concerned about, big quarterback, Stephon Diggs.
You know, Leslie Frazier's not the defensive coordinator.
He's not?
No.
Who's the defensive coordinator?
Mike McDonald.
No, I'm saying Leslie Frazier, I'm worried about for the Bills.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about us. All right.
No, man. I think he'll dial up a pretty good – you guys know how I feel about Leslie Frazier. I think he's one of the best
Everybody knows.
Ever. But just listen to me. Hear me out. He played the position as far as cornerback, so he's going to have a lot of – cornerbacks up, defensive backs up on Lamar, sort of like that Charger game. So I think
– What Charger game?
The Chargers against us.
When Lamar played, that year they had like 7 defensive backs. I think they're going to bring that same type of intensity.
They lost some DBs in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I understand that. I understand it. Still got Von Miller. Who's going to block Von Miller, Rob?
He doesn't play corner. No. You changed the conversation on me. You want him to bring 7 DBs from where? From the street? Because he lost some.
I know, but listen to me, Rob. All that coincides with Von Miller. That's my point. So I'm not – listen, that's what I'm worried about, the defense. Josh Allen, the running – they don't have a running game, really. I think we have playmakers on defense. Everybody keeps saying, we don't have a pass rush. You're right, we don't have a pass rush, but we have playmakers on the back end. So eventually, these guys are already making plays, so eventually they're going to make more plays.
Kai, I was listening to you, Kai. You said they were going to bring 7 DBs. I listened to that, responded to that. Then you flipped it to Von Miller. So who's going to beat the Ravens on the Buffalo Bills defense? Who's going to do it?
All right, Leslie Frazier, man. That's the only guy. Right. Because he had so many different schemes, Rob, that he could come with. And his schemes, if you look at the overall jacket of him, of Leslie Frazier, how he coached, he plays a lot of DBs, Rob. Just go look at it.
I know. And what I'm saying is, I hear you. I agree with that. But you got to understand that Buffalo. How many DBs do they have out? Three? The Buffalo Bills?
At least two.
I mean, Hyde is out for the year. I mean, they got some problems in that defensive secondary. I get you. I agree with everything you said, Kyle. But my only point was, you know, they could be a little light in the ass at the DB position lately. Yes. That's all I'm saying. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Reverend sounds off. Up next on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very fitting. Very fitting, Joe. Joe, you're a genius. You're a genius, Joe. 9:32 in the AM Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, I got to sound off, Ed. I got to sound off. You got your commissions, Baltimore. I got to sound off. This is unreal, man.
Yes.
This stuff that I'm hearing is the most coded language that I've ever heard in my life when you talk about Lamar Jackson.
What?
It's absolutely ridiculous. It is. Some of the things that you all are saying, you know, I love segments like that because I just step back and let you reveal yourselves.
What did you say, you people?
It's not all of you. It's not. Trust me.
Not me, I say that.
Exactly, it's not. But some of the, that's why I said some of the language that you hear is like, really? Lamar can't, if Lamar can't set the precedent, then who? 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 Somebody's going to set it, but it can't be him. Yeah. It can't be him.
It's got to be him. He's the only one out of contract.
No, it can't be him. It's got to be Joe Burrow. It's got to be Justin Herbert. It's got to be some of those guys. Some of you need to just be real with yourself. Look in the mirror. And say who you really are. And we'll all be fine. See, that's the problem is this. You know why I love the South, Ed? You know why I love the South? Because when they didn't like me, they let me know they didn't like me.
Yeah. Yep.
And life was so much easier. It wasn't like navigating through the woods. Man, the grass was low. The yeah. grass was low. You knew who was who and what was what. But here you operating in the jungle, man. You don't know who your enemy is. Because they smile. It's almost like that movie Smile. You know, some of these cats smiling right at you. And when you hear them talk on a topic of sports, it often reveals who they really are.
I agree with you. I hear it.
You got to hear it, man.
I hear it.
It often reveals who you really are.
I mean, usually I hear with the hair and the chains.
Yes.
And all that stuff.
Like, the language is yeah. how he talks. Who yeah. gives a... Who cares about how he talks?
Yeah. You know, it's how... like a lot of people.
It's how he throws the ball. He's one injury away yeah. from... It's the National Football League, you idiot.
Everybody's
one injury yeah. away. Just, I would respect you more if you pick the phone up and call us and tell me what it really is about. We could have a conversation then. Some of you can't handle the fact that he's not conventional in so many ways. I'm going to tell you, for those of us that grew up playing football in the city, for those of us, I used to be Morgan play-by-play caller for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who went to the MEAC and SWAC and CIAA, we've been seeing Lamar Jackson for generations. That's why so many people from the community is applauding him. Because for generations, young men like that have been told to play wide receiver, Antoine Randall, Anquan Boldin, Hines Ward. For generation, those guys have been saying, you play wide receiver.
Yeah.
You're too athletic to play quarterback. Too athletic to play quarterback? What the hell? What is that? Are you serious? That's a thing? Too athletic. For generations, we've been hearing this. You know, so Lamar, Kyler Murray, you know why no one would even consider me playing quarterback in college? I was too short. That's why I applaud Kyler Murray. Yeah. Number one overall draft pick. Every bit of 5'9".
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In cleats.
Yeah.
Standing on concrete. Yeah, that's what he's 5'9". So it's applauded. It's applauded because for generations, we've been hearing this nonsense. And now that you got a guy who's the MVP, who's by all accounts the best football player in the NFL, you're still hearing this bullcrap.
Well, it's even worse because and this is me saying this. I think the people that don't accept him probably had no problem accepting Cam Newton. But it's the plaits, it's the chains, it's like their nightmare. And they can't. They just can't get past it.
I'm glad you said that. Why is it their nightmare? Because their sons want to mimic them?
Maybe.
Because their daughters like them?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. That's why it's their nightmare.
Yeah.
Because he is the poster child.
But he's not, you know, he's not that guy like Cam with the no tattoos, clean cut.
Yeah.
You know, Lamar's not that guy. He's got tattoos. He's got plaits. He's wearing sunglasses indoors. He's got, you know, the big gold chain around.
Someone even told me, man, Rob, you got to get in here, man. Tell him to cut the plaits. Why? You know what I'm telling him to do? Work on your craft more.
Yep.
Be that guy. I don't give a damn about his plaits.
Don't I get any bonus points to know what plaits are?
Come on. No, you don't. No, you don't. You've lived a different life. Yeah. You live with Beyonce and Britney.
Lots of plaits in there.
There were. Yes, you don't.
Yes.
You don't.
Yep.
No points for you. But to me, it's just funny how something as simple as your team's quarterback reveals so much about so many. Your team's quarterback. A kid that took over a job when your team was going nowhere while your hero was quarterbacking them. Joe Flacco. They were going nowhere. Mm-hmm. This young man took over, and your life has not been the same in a positive way since then.
Yeah.
And he gave you a glimpse into what your future could be without him when he sat on the bench injured. He gave you a glimpse. But you sit there.
That wasn't a glimpse. That was a movie. That was a long time.
But you sit Man. There and you still pick it apart and criticize it, and you can't accept the fact that he's better at what he does than anybody else that you want to do it. He's better at it.
And this whole thought that you're going to get somebody else, yeah, okay. Good luck with that.
Go get him. In 2 years, guess what you're going to have to do? Go have to pay him. But
you're not going to get him.
If he looks like you want him to look and does what you want him to do, you'd have no problem paying that guy. Call a spade, man. I'm sick of it.
Pick another metaphor.
Oh, I want to. I want them to figure it out. I use that on purpose. I use that on purpose. I can't say it's not unreal. It's what I expect. It is. It's what I expect.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I'm not surprised either, though. It's just, you know, you can hear it in the callers when they call. It just, because they don't make a good argument of any kind. It's just.
I just don't like them. Dan, I want Dan in Middle River to call and do what he did with, what's the other guy he just didn't like? Who did he just not like?
I give him credit because he actually said it.
Oh, Mark Turgeon. It was Mark Turgeon. I just don't like him. That's what it was.
Really?
It was Mark Turgeon. I just don't like him. I'd respect. Yeah. Pull a Dan in Middle River. I just don't like him. That's it. I just don't. It's just something about it I just don't like. No, don't tell me something because you know what something is. Stop being that way. Hiding it. I don't want you to. I don't want. I'm not. This is not me campaigning for him to say, please like him, because I don't ask you to like me. I don't give a flying nothing about you liking me. It does. I don't. And I'm not going to beg you to. I'm not the guy that begs for acceptance. I'm not the guy who begs for equality. I'm not begging for nothing. I'm not. And I'm not asking that for him either. I'm just saying, be honest about how you really feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Be honest about it. Stop peeing on my leg and telling me it's raining. You don't like him for the obvious reasons. Now, some of you have given football reasons, and I get it. I'm not saying everybody who doesn't like him doesn't like him for that reason. But those of you who don't, when you call in, I hear you. I hear you. So just tell the truth. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Steve in Towson. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, first of all, I love you guys. I listen to you every day in the morning. I value every one of your opinions. I think that what Commish just said about needing guaranteed money is absolutely true. What I got to argue with you guys about is we cannot pay Lamar Jackson. I think he's a great quarterback. I love watching him. But he's one injury away from never being Lamar Jackson again. If you watch like Aaron Rodgers and the premier franchise quarterbacks throw the football, those guys put it in on, you know, inside of a dime. Lamar has a couple of lucky playmakers around him. I mean, Mark Andrews makes a catch on a guy's over his back shoulder on the guy's shoulder. Like he's lucky that those guys are making those plays right now.
What about the four touchdown passes that he dropped in the shoe bucket? The shoe box. What about those? You gave me one. I just gave you four.
I got you, but let me ask you one question. If Lamar has a ACL tear and he's two steps or a step slower than he is now, is he Lamar Jackson? Is he still that quarterback that can make throws and make plays?
First of all, who has ACL surgeries nowadays and are two steps slower? Who? Who has that? It's not Gale Sayers.
Right.
When does that happen?
1 hour later.
Let's go to DeJuan in Baltimore. He has a shovel.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, man. Yeah, my shovel goes out to the guy that called in an hour ago, roughly, talking about that Lamar towards ACL. He wouldn't be as effective as he is now. Like, sometimes you tell people, like, shut your dumb ass up. Like, people are just stupid for no reason. I just don't understand it. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey, you have a good day, man. You woke up and chose violence today. That's the encore for the day. 1 hour later.
I love that.
Joe's on one today. Joe must finally got clear of COVID head. He's sharp again.
The brain fog is finally lifting. Yeah. Just in time to get COVID again.
I shouldn't call it COVID head.
I would accept that.
That's what happened to Ed.
That's true.
Let's go. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, man. Good morning, fellas.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Listen, man, you got these my Cowboys people hitting me up, man. Like, man,
saying what?
You really said it about Jerry Jones, man, blah, blah, blah. We heard Rob read the text message. And I'm like, yeah, I said it, man. You know, I stand on it. You know, I'm getting tired of him, man. You feel me? Like, it's starting to bother me and irk me.
Dude, you can't be a real fan and that not bother you.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
See, the real fans are sick of it and fed up about it and need to hold them accountable. That's what the real fans got to do.
Exactly, man. Listen, I'm getting like you, Rob. I'm telling them, I'm putting them on notice, man. If they don't win a Super Bowl, by the time I turn 40, I'm done with them, man.
Then you're only 21.
I'm 37, man. So, yeah, they got 3 more years.
All right, Rashawn,
man,
have a good one, man. Oh, boy, it would have been funny if he was 21.
We should be 37 again.
Oh, my goodness.
Brother,
what is that? Rob in Fed Hill. What's up, Rob?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So, real quick, you know, it just what gets on my nerves is the Ravens won't pay Lamar, right?
Uh-huh.
But they also, they're not bringing in anybody else to help on the defense. So, he just don't want to spend money. You know, that's what I see. And also, I do have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. If the Ravens could get a top 5 pass rusher, do you think that would make them a Super Bowl contender? That's all I got. Y'all have a good one.
Yep. You too. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They get to the quarterback, man. They're trouble. Think about this, man. You can, if they can produce 3 3-and-outs,
yeah,
maybe get a couple of sacks, put you in bad field position with this offense.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but they'd be the Buccaneers when they win the Super Bowl. Mm. Premier quarterback with a, you know, suffocating defense. I mean, that's how they did it. That's what the Ravens would be.
Jeez, man. Why can't we just have a defense? That's all I ask.
Yeah, we need a couple of pass. You really do. The pass rush is essential. I mean, they're going to, because I think we have good defensive backs. I don't care, you know, how they've been getting torched. It's just you can't cover anybody for 5 seconds. You just can't.
Yeah, that secondary is irrelevant when you can't. You know what I mean? It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
They can't be out there all the time. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed North, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation.
No, he's not.
I know. I'm going to ask you for an update. Can you give us an update?
Yeah. I mean, this is actually what I learned today. It's like I told him.
Now time, since we're going to save it, time for you to find out what we learned today. Let Ed give it. Okay, I didn't want to burn it. Go ahead, Ed.
I told him yesterday, I said, you're not going. I'm sorry. I'm scared to death because my wife is down there. They're calling it a catastrophic hurricane. It's just, there's no way. And sure enough, they actually boarded the plane. They kicked them off the plane. They got on and they made them get off and they canceled the flight. So this, and I said, you better off, man. You don't want to fly in that nonsense.
I wish we had video footage of that. I mean, you know how I would love that to see Jeremy.
His little disappointed face.
Yes. Yes. Does his beard droop when he's disappointed? That's what I'm wondering. Does it, like, because it stands up now. Does it droop when he's disappointed? Ain't no doubt in my mind he's getting his spaceship. He's going to the spaceship now. No doubt in my mind. What I learned today, number one, Ron Zimmerman's birthday, former Major League Baseball player, one of my favorites with the Nationals. Number two, man, how much Ed loves his wife. Because you've been out of it the entire show on that phone. This is not me calling you out or downing you, because I even said to Joe when you left, I said, I don't know how he's doing the show, to be honest with you. I don't think I can do the show.
I don't know how I'm doing it either, frankly.
I don't. I'm serious.
I'm very preoccupied.
I told Joe, I said, Joe, just to let you know, man, he's a little distracted because of Celeste. I don't know how he's doing the show.
He's sending me videos down there. Our gutter's already off the house. That hadn't even hit yet. The gutters are in the backyard.
Because they don't build in that area for this.
Yeah, they do. This house is, it's a cinder block house. But you can't.
The gutters. Okay.
Yeah, the gutters came off. I mean, it's just, there's nothing you can do. It's, you know, the problem is everybody's been relying on this. They have all these myths down there. The Indian spirits keep the hurricanes away. They haven't hit since 1921. And I was the one saying, hey, you can't go by this nonsense. And they were like, oh, no, we're protected by this, by that. Da-da-da. This is bad. This is bad.
So last time we had a hurricane in that area was
1921. Last time Tampa, Sarasota, they had a direct hit like this. They've had hurricanes. I mean, I had them when I was there. But you get, you know, they'll hit you. It was kind of sweeping through the Gulf. And this is, looks like it's going to fall right on, like, on top of the house.
Well, my prayer is this, that if this thing hits, that you won't lose contact with them. Because if you're a mess right now, yeah. We can only imagine.
We already talked about that. That's what I said. We're going to lose contact today. There's going to be no power, and a phone's going to die eventually. We're going to lose contact, and I have no idea what's happening. It's going to suck.
We're
going to
get drunk.
Oh, I'm deaf. Oh. I'm going to be drunk 45 minutes after the show ends. I can't deal with this today.
I can only imagine.
It's like
Vinny and Haney up next. Stay safe, folks. Check on your loved ones who are down south. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.